Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A review has found a series of errors, omissions and misjudgments in the care of a man who stabbed three people to death in Nottingham in June 2023. Students Barnaby Webber and Grace O'Malley Kumar and caretaker Ian Coates were killed by Valdo Callocane, who was psychotic and suffering from paranoid delusions. The review, published today by the Care Quality Commission, said without action, the issue identified would continue to pose an inherent risk to public safety. Sinead O'Malley and Sanjoy Kumar, the parents of Grace, spoke to BBC Breakfast earlier today.
I guarantee you, if there'd been proper treatment, proper risk assessment, I doubt very much what happened on the night of the 13th of June would have happened. So I think that's a cop-out, quite frankly.
I think I can categorically say if this man had been treated and if he had taken his treatment, this whole attack would have been avoided.
Horrible thing for them to have to contemplate as the parents of Grace O'Malley Kumar. I'm joined by Nitya Rajan, correspondent for ITV's Good Morning Britain. Good morning to you, Nitya. This review, can you take us through its findings, please?
Yes, but so essentially the main, big, broad conclusion that this review states is these series of errors, omissions and misjudgments that was made by the mental health service in whose care Valdo Callocane was in. It states that Nottinghamshire Healthcare NHS Foundation Trust, the risk assessments that they had for Callocane, that they played down the fact that he was refusing to take his medication, that he was having ongoing and persistent symptoms of psychosis. And what the report clearly states is he was a risk to the public, but that risk wasn't managed well. And more importantly, the opportunities to mitigate that risk were missed. For example, the report states he was treated under Section 2 of the Mental Health Act, which is typically used for patients who are not known to mental health services. What the report states is that he should have been treated under Section 3 of the Mental Health Act, which would have given doctors the powers to administer drugs against Callocane's will, because he wasn't taking the medication that he had been prescribed.
Does the review make any findings of facts for these errors, omissions and misjudgments against named individuals?
It obviously the organisation that is being held to, that the families will want to be held to account as a result directly of this particular review, is the Nottinghamshire Healthcare NHS Foundation Trust. This is the point of this final part of the Care Quality Commission, and the chief executive, he has said that he accepts the conclusions of the report and has already said that between when the review was taking place and now, changes have been implemented. He's offered his sincere apologies to the families. But at the heart of it is how the Nottinghamshire Healthcare Foundation Trust handled Valdo Callocane.
We heard Grace O'Malley, Kumar's parents, there with what you might, I think, fairly say is barely contained anger or rage. What have the other victims' families been saying?
Well, we had Emma Webber on Good Morning Britain this morning, and she has, as you mentioned, the grief will never go away. It's turned to anger over the last year, and she has said she's sort of been hanging on by her fingernails. And all three families have come together and said this report ultimately demonstrates gross systematic failures in the mental health services and in their dealings with Callocane from beginning to end. And Emma Webber went on to say this morning that if these catalogue of failures continues, there will ultimately be more tragedies, unpreventable tragedies from other Valdo Callocanes in the community. And they ultimately don't want this to ever happen again.
And there will now be a public inquiry.
Yes, there will be a public inquiry that was confirmed by the families. What the families are calling for now is the right kind of public inquiry, the inquiry that's led by a judge so that the investigation is thorough and, more importantly, that the judge will be able to compel witnesses to come forward.
Nitya, thank you very much for joining us with that.